Why did you shortchange him $850 in November?
Didn't feel like we owed it to him.
Tenants put a freeze on their rent.
What about in January?
Didn't owe it to him, Your Honor.
So you became squatters?
Then came the heated eviction.
Do you know what happened after you moved all your main furniture out of the house?
Yes, there was a fire there.
There was a fire there, and the house was 90% destroyed. I'm not a big believer in coincidences.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Michelle Engel is suing her former landlord, Michael Hixon, for destroying her above-ground pool.
Order. All rise. Now, it's case number 508 on the calendar, the matter of Engel versus Hixon.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Ms. Engel, you rented a house from the defendant for quite some time, and I have a sense that it's sort of a rural house. And it is your claim that the defendant purposefully destroyed a 24-foot above-the-ground pool that you had put into the house while you were there. You want to be compensated to the tune of $5,000. Defendant has a counterclaim for damages to the house. So I have a few questions for you, okay? In what month and year did you move into the house?
I believe it was October of 2013, Your Honor.
Did you have a written lease?
Yes.
When was that lease renewed?
I believe it was about a year later, in October, November of 2014.
And what was the rent?
At that point, it was a lease purchase of $1,850 a month.
So you were planning on purchasing the house?
Yes.
And were paying $1,850 in rent. If the sale went through, that would be applied to the purchase price. Is that what?
$250 of that per month.
Would be applied to
the purchase price. Yes.
And you moved out when?
We started moving.
I don't care when you started. When did you move out of the defendant's house?
January of 2018.
Beginning, middle, or end of January?
Toward the end.
And in 2017, what was your rent?
$1,850 per month.
Did you pay rent to the defendant in December of 2017?
No.
Did you pay rent of $1,850 in November of 2017?
I believe so, yes.
You'll have to have proof. That's why you're here. Did you pay rent in November of 2017?
Yes.
How much?
I don't remember.
Well, if you don't know, who is this?
My husband.
Great. Do you...
Sorry.
Mr. Engel, did you pay rent in November?
Yes, $1,000, Your Honor.
So you were deficient $850 in November?
Yes.
What about October?
Paid the full rent.
And September?
Full rent.
So in November, you were $850 short. In December, you paid no rent. You moved out the end of January. Did you pay any rent for January?
No, ma'am.
You want to give me...
Reason?
A reason.
Sure. The reason is, Your Honor, is we were actually purchasing the home also, and during that purchase price agreement, we were to do any upgrades ourselves, like new air conditioner units, new hot water tanks, having a septic tank pumped, dishwashers.
Remember, I have a complaint that was written by your wife.
Yes.
Which just says you decided not to purchase the house.
Because we couldn't get the defendant to do the things necessary to the house to pass approval to get a loan on the home. It had some problems with the roof damage from a hailstorm and siding damage, and the defendants told me that his insurance deductible was too high and wouldn't be able to get those things done, so therefore it wouldn't pass inspections for...
So why didn't you pay him rent in December?
Because we had made the decision to move out, and we had already told us he wasn't giving us any of our money back, so we went to court on this matter already on that particular...
Just a second. Why did you shortchange him $850 in November?
Didn't feel like we owed it to him.
And what about in January?
Didn't know it to him, Your Honor.
Well, that's the way you felt. Okay, fine. So you didn't pay any rent, so you became squatters in his house.
Squatters.
November, December, and January, you were squatters.
November was actually paid. I don't know where she got that from, but yeah. It was December and January.
No, you just told me, sir, that you only paid $1,000 in November. That's what you told me, not your wife.
Okay, well, the total was $2,800 total, so yes. That would have been December and January.
You lived there November, December, and January. That means you owe him three times $1,850. You decided not to purchase the house. Now, on what date did you move out of the house?
End of January.
Because you were evicted for
yes.
non-payment of rent.
Yes.
That's what happened. Do you know what happened to the defendant's house the day after you moved all your main furniture out of the house?
Yes, there was a fire there.
There was a fire there. Mm-hmm. And the house was 90% destroyed.
Yes, with our belongings in there.
Hmm?
With our belongings in the home still.
No, you had moved out most of your large belongings. Sir.
Some of them, yes.
You had moved out most of your large belongings into your new residence.
We still
right?
had things
what
in
do
the
I have? Do you think I have a crystal ball? I do.
No. We still have things
in the
home.
It's called life lesson skills.
Yes, we still lost our computers, our laptops, and our clothes,
well,
and all kinds of things. Yeah.
All kinds of things. The first thing you move is a computer.
So if you think
that I believe that you had all your computers there.
We did.
Where did you move to?
Just pretty much down the street.
You rented another house.
Mm-hmm.
And you had First, Last, and Security to put in on that other house that you rented.
Yes.
Yes, because you didn't pay him rent.
No.
Because you didn't pay him rent.
I'm self-employed.
Now what you want is $5,000 because he removed your 24-foot pool the day of the fire, or the day after he was notified of the fire. He went to the house, he looked at his house, which is mostly destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
You have a fire marshal's report?
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
I had it.
We have it, too.
Great. I'll take a look at both. Maybe they're different.
Mine's not on here. I didn't print it out because I didn't think I needed it. We're here for the pool, not that.
And here it is. It's not very detailed, Your Honor. It's more about how they fought the fire.
I don't see a cause. It says 400 series determined this to be an undetermined cause. See the report.
I didn't get all of that from the fire department. I don't know if they just sent me a part of it via email or not. The insurance investigation.
Do you have the insurance investigation?
They would not release
just
that.
Just to say, well, the answer is they.
No, ma'am.
You don't. Okay, fine. The fire was on the 30th of January.
Yes.
Now, your wife said you moved out towards the end of January. On
Reacts.
What date? On what date did you move out? Don't say a word to her. On what date did you move out?
We started moving stuff.
I didn't ask you. On what date did you move out?
About the 23rd.
On what date did you start bringing your property to the new place down the road?
23rd.
When did you start to pay rent on the new place down the road?
I don't know. I don't take care of the rent stuff. He does all that.
February 1st.
Probably February 1st, because we were in between.
Case is dismissed. You were squatters. Listen to me. I'm not a big believer in coincidences. Do you understand? Look at my face.
Yes.
I'm not a big believer in coincidences. I'm not a big believer in the fact that you were directed by a court to vacate the home no later than the 30th of January or the 1st of February. 30th of January or the 1st of February. What date?
Up there, it's on there.
The date was February 2nd.
February 2nd. So you were ordered to vacate the house on February 2nd.
Yes.
You actually, according to your wife, moved your property into the new place. Sir, that's why I said don't answer. You see, she's not as slick as you are. I also don't think she set the fire.
Yeah, no.
In any event, you were squatters for 3 months. You don't get $5,000 for that. So your case is dismissed. Now, you have a cross complaint, and your cross complaint is for damages.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think you're going to be able, based upon what you tell me, to prove any damages that they did to the property because you don't have sufficient reports.
I have some evidence, yes, ma'am.
Well, you tell me what it is.
Okay.
Other than serendipity.
Yes, ma'am. I went out the day after the fire with the insurance adjuster to look at the damages. I walked in the backyard and saw the pool in question, but also a lot of.
I don't care about the pool. The
okay.
pool, I've just dismissed their case.
Yes, ma'am. So
if
it's
you
a lot
took
of
down the pool, if you took it down with a derrick, I don't care.
Okay.
If you sliced and diced it and made it into an arugula salad, I wouldn't care.
Okay.
Do you understand? They were squatters.
Yes, ma'am. There was surfacing sewage in the backyard that I discovered that I was not privy to this happening. They
there
said
was
they
what?
Surfacing sewage. Their septic system was failed. They don't have city sewer out there. They had neglected their sewer system, and they had actually put said pool that you don't care about on top of part of it, so it was failing. I had a septic tank pumper come out, pump the tank, and he said, oh, I remember this property.
Listen to me. I don't want you to tell me what anybody said to you. That's hearsay.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand?
I have a bill from 2016 where they had the tank pumped.
I don't care. Next.
They were informed that the septic
system
failed.
Don't tell me what they were informed. That's all hearsay.
Okay. In the lease agreement that they were under in 2016, they were required to do all maintenance and repairs to the facility, to the house. The septic system has been failing for a long time, as he referred to. They pumped the septic system. It was not repaired. It was failing.
Next.
I am seeking damages for the repair of that system.
Okay, very good. Your case is dismissed as well. Did you take down his pool?
I did.
I wish you had reports from the fire department and the results of the investigation by the insurance company. That would have been interesting reading for me.
Yes, ma'am.
We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It's really disappointing.
She was absolutely correct. They were squatting on the property, and I had to have them evicted.
A little bit behind, but most of it was paid.
They stopped paying rent, so it was time for them to move on.
He destroyed the pool.
It had to go.
I do have a police report for vandalism, yes.
I'm not worried.
It wasn't worth what he was asking for.
A discarded cigarette butt probably started the fire.
We're just done.
It's a total loss. I'm going to have to rebuild.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Violi versus Violi. Step forward.
Peter Violi is suing his nephew, Ryan Violi, for damage to a car, damage to a room, and unpaid rent.
Mr. Violi, this is your brother's son.
That is correct.
How old are you?
26, ma'am.
Had an argument with your father?
I've had plenty of arguments with him.
You had a sufficient enough argument with him so that you were no longer living with your family.
It became too complicated to be under the same roof with him.
Fine.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
His son had been asked to leave his mom's house. He moved in with me in the same room.
How many years had he lived with his mother?
Ever since he was born.
So he must have been a real problem if his mother asked him to leave.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Peter Violi says his nephew, Ryan Violi, took advantage of his kindness. He is suing for car damage, room damage, and rent.
Okay. You had a sufficient enough argument with him so that you were no longer living with your family.
It became too complicated to be in the same roof with him.
In what month and year did that happen?
I believe that was April of 2014.
And was it at that time that you went to live with your aunt and uncle?
It was a little bit after that. I actually moved into my grandmother's house for a brief moment while she was in passing. I was helping take care of her while they
were there. Getting... Yeah. You were with your grandmother?
Yes.
And after she died, you went to?
They sold that house and they got their own, and he invited me to live there instead of getting my own place to help me out.
To help you?
Yes.
And was that still in 2014?
I believe so, yes.
And you lived?
Sorry, I believe I moved in May of 2015.
Is that right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
And when did you move out of your aunt and uncle's house?
The night of December 1st, 2017.
So you lived with them for quite a while?
Yes, ma'am.
Were things always okay?
It started out good.
And your aunt and uncle helped you out. They, among other things, they got a car for you to use.
Yes.
Because you didn't have a vehicle.
Correct.
But it's their car, in their name.
In his name, as far as I know, yes.
But you used it to go to and from work.
Correct.
You had an accident with the car. When?
Can't remember the exact date. I had a lot going on at that time. I believe it was around, I don't even remember. I don't want to say the
July
wrong answer.
July 9, 2017, Your Honor.
What year car was it? Sir?
2013 Kia Rio LX.
So you had liability insurance?
And full coverage, everything, yes.
You had everything?
That's correct. There was a note on the car. I bought it from my dealership I worked at. The car's in my name, so I had to have full coverage insurance.
Okay, and what was the deductible?
$1,000.
So when he had an accident in the car, did you have it fixed? Because that's part of this claim.
No, not at that point.
Why?
Car has not been fixed because the $1,000 deductible where Ryan wasn't able to pay at that particular point, we didn't have the money. And number two, Ryan's insurance rates were already at about $250 a month on the vehicle, and he was concerned they were going to go up to another point where he wouldn't be able to afford those insurance rates.
But you could have had the car fixed, and it would have cost you $1,000.
At that particular point, yes. We would have find a way to come up with the money to fix it because he didn't have it.
So the car could have been fixed for $1,000. I'm just trying to figure out how much he owes you.
Absolutely. It could have been fixed then with the deductible. Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Sir.
I actually work at a dealership as well. The auto repair shop owner that works on our cars through our dealership actually quoted us $250 to fix it.
Show me.
I don't have any quotes. I had told him about it at the time. He was fine with it until everything went to heck.
Whatever. It could have been fixed for $1,000.
Or $1,000.
You had an argument with your aunt and uncle?
Several, yes.
Where are you living now?
I rent a room on my own. with my brother.
How much do you pay in rent?
Pay about $550 a month.
Were you paying your aunt and uncle rent?
So it wasn't rent. It was supposed to be just helping out, contributing what I could. It started becoming more and more taxing, asking for more and more money. And that's where a lot of the arguments started stemming, because I wasn't supposed to pay rent, supposed to help out. I was supposed to move in so I could get on my feet and move out on my own.
Well, you were living there for 3 years.
As, like I said, I was constantly helping out.
How?
At one point, he had asked me for $300. I paid him what I could. Then he said he started needing me to pay $500, so I tried to pay him more. Then at one point, he was having to pay $750, trying to have me pay that much. And then we got to the point where I told him I can't afford that.
Okay. So you were arguing about money.
Yeah, it's all been about money. And I was still paying him what I could even when I was living in the garage.
I'm actually not concerned about the rent.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How are you prepared to demonstrate to me any damage that he did as opposed to your son doing?
All I can tell you is what the situation with the room is what I know to be true.
No, you can't tell me what you know to be true. True is a question of fact.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Peter Violi says his nephew, Ryan Violi, took advantage of his kindness. He is suing for car damage, room damage, and rent.
Okay, so far the car is $1,000 to have it fixed. Now, your uncle said that you did some damage to the room that you were staying in.
I was actually staying with his son in that room, and his son had friends over constantly. A lot of the carpet damage was with them.
I just want you to tell me what damage, if any, did you do to the room?
None.
You want to tell
me? I take that back. I apologize. There was a little wooden shelf on the wall. It got weak. I knocked it off, a couple of screws in a hole in a wall.
What else happened to the room while you were in the room sharing it with his son?
What happened or what did I do?
No, what happened?
His son had been asked to leave his mom's house. He moved in with me in the same room.
Okay. So his son was living with his son's mother.
Correct.
Who is not your wife, correct?
We're divorced.
And your former wife asked your son to leave her residence.
Yes.
And move in with you.
Yes, late 2016, Your Honor. End of 2016.
And how old was he?
At that time, he was 19.
Was he the one sharing a room with your nephew?
My nephew lived in that room for about 7 to 8 months prior to my son moving in.
So the answer is yes, he was sharing the room with your nephew.
At the end of 2016, yes, Your Honor.
I got it. Is your son still living with you?
Yes, he is, Your Honor.
How many years had he lived with his mother?
Ever since he was born.
So he must have been a real problem. If his mother asked him to leave and you took him in. So how are you prepared to demonstrate to me, other than this shelf that came off and the screws in the wall leaving a hole, any damage that he did as opposed to your son doing?
All I can tell you is what the situation with the room is what I know to be true, okay?
No, you can't tell me what you know to be true. True is a question of fact.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, I asked you a question of fact. How are you prepared to prove to me that any damage in the room was not inflicted to the room by the defendant as opposed to your son?
When I walked into the room one morning, late 2016, I looked at the carpet and it was covered with orange. It's like gray carpet, orange. There was a towel over it. It was orange throw up. I said, what happened in this room? He said, I threw up in the room. I said,
why? Who did?
Ryan.
Is that correct?
No, it was actually on the patio outside.
Okay. Do you have photographs of this, the holes left in the wall when he knocked the shelf off the wall? Because that he acknowledges.
No, I do not.
Okay. Then he gives you $1,000 to fix the car. Are we finished? Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. And that's your insurance that you should have put this through, which you would have had to pay out of pocket because you had full coverage. You still have the car?
Yes, I'm making the payments on it.
Thank you. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It was quick and accurate.
My nephew went through 3 jobs in a year and a half that he lived with me.
Yeah, we just couldn't be civil.
Didn't pay rent for 5 months.
It changed once he got married, yeah.
When you live in somebody else's house, you have to have respect and consideration, and he didn't want to do that.
I lost family over, so I can't be really that happy.
How embarrassing is it to be standing in front of a judge suing a family member?
It's one day at a time.
He's burned the bridge with my brother. He doesn't talk to him anymore, and he won't be talking to me anymore.